Don't do it.
I have been asked why promiscuous behavior is bad, because it doesn't feel bad, at least not while you're doing it. I'm updating my old drawings. My answer is going to be a long YouTube video. I basically said it takes people's motivations away and it turns your civilization into a garbage dump. There we go, there's an update. And that is a good reason, but another reason is that it just doesn't make you happy in the long run. This part is fun. Don't do it, though. Here's a short story about how that works.
Don't do it.
I know we all have the idea of, like, a celebrity hall pass. We all have that one person we'd give it all up for, right? Don't do it. I literally fell in love this weekend with one of my celebrity crushes. I'm trying to tell myself it wasn't real. I like the idea more that I made it up than to think about the fact that it happened and they're not texting me. I'm in so much pain. When you hit like a high like that, what do you mean? I'm just supposed to go back to like real life?
Part of what she means by real life is the guys who will text her afterwards, who she is no longer interested in because she is now stuck on her highest setting. I've talked about this before. Girls tend to get stuck on their favorite guy from the past, and then everyone else who shows up after that is kind of second place. When I went on Michael Sartain's podcast, go check it out, it's right here, he told me about a celebrity who used to go through 30 girls a night, and for the rest of their lives the girls would say they used to date him. Imagine going the rest of your life comparing everybody to a celebrity who never called you. Men might not do the same thing, but too much experience can hurt your ability to bond. Relationships always have consequences. Look at the mood she's in. Spend your consequences intelligently. That's the green lines. Notice how they're less steep. Don't spend your life thinking about somebody who isn't there.